Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Woondog Show. Mason Dixon, Amanda Jones, Scott T. And it's time for Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. And Tina Goodrich, good morning.
Good morning.
To you.
I'm so excited always, yes. To talk about real estate and trying to come up with different topics for real estate because there's so many that, I thought, hey, property management.
All right.
Jordan Alsup.
Well, let me introduce him.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes. And
yeah.
We have a couple other guests here. Jordan Alsup from Blue Coast Properties and Nick Kish from Beachwalk Properties are here. And we're just going to be talking about property management. So there you go, Tina. Now it's your turn.
Oh, I'm so glad to have Jordan and Nick on the show and to talk about property management because we have a lot of that going on in South Haven. A lot of real estate companies generally take on property management, which is doing short-term rentals and also long-term rentals, yeah. I think, too. But basically, our game in South Haven is the short-term rentals. So I think Beachwalk Properties is the owner of Blue Coast Property Management, right?
Yes, that is correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So we've been Beachwalk started Blue Coast in the fall of 2022, and then Jordan just came on to help us elevate that a little bit just about 3 weeks ago.
That's exciting. So, Jordan, you're back in South Haven. You're a local to South Haven. And I think a lot of local people realize that, hey, that's Jordan taking over the reins on the short-term rental management for Blue Coast. So tell us a little bit about Blue Coast.
Did you say you're from South Haven, Jordan?
Yeah.
Did you graduate from South Haven?
I did.
No, what year? Because we're proud of our graduates.
2009.
There you go. All right. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. So I'm excited to be back in South Haven. I worked in a lot of places downtown growing up and, like I said, graduating from here. And then I started working in Kalamazoo, so I'm excited to be back.
Mm-hmm. You were a fan and a worker at Captain Nemo's, I think, at one time.
Yes, I miss it.
Yes, we all miss Captain Nemo's.
Yeah, we do.
But yeah, I knew Jordan worked around town. A lot of local people know Jordan and, of course, Nick Kish, affiliated with Beachwalk. So these guys are teaming up and they have the Blue Coast has been around for a couple years now, at least, right?
Yes. Yep, about a year and a half.
And now you guys are really launching the short-term rentals. Is that correct, Jordan?
Yep, that's correct.
And how many do you got in that short-term rental program now?
Currently, we have 8 in my program.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. And then I understand now you guys kind of have two different things going on. So Beachwalk Properties is a real estate company. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And they're located in the downtown area. What's the address there?
We are at 426 Phoenix Street. So we are right between Combs Barbershop and the Olive Cart.
I know. I love that. We got a couple real estate companies that are in the downtown area. And I know Beachwalk has been down there for a few years now, kind of doing that.
In the busy time of the year, usually you can see a crowd outside looking at the properties and through the window.
Yeah,
a lot of nice pictures
there. You guys got all the pictures up in the front of some of the luxury properties that you're listing. And
yep, and that is correct. So over the years, we started with a couple of columns in those windows, and now those windows are completely full and there's no room left.
So how many
nice
agents,
problem to have.
How many agents do you have down there at Beachwalk now?
Right now, actually just a couple of us. So we have Terry Webb, who is the broker, and then myself. And then I do a lot of real estate transactions with one of my colleagues, Michelle Bachman.
Yes, Michelle. We got to get Michelle on
Michelle,
the show.
She's from South Haven, isn't she not?
She is.
Yes. Yep, and I'm sure she would do it.
We'd love to have you, Michelle. So Beachwalk Properties is the broker there is Terry Webb, owned by her and her husband?
That is correct. Her and her husband, Gerald Webb, are the owners of Beachwalk Properties.
Okay.
Gerald Webb, class of 1989.
Yes, we all know Gerald. And, of course, now Beachwalk, I understand, does another short-term rental but on a luxury higher end. Is that correct?
That is correct, yep. So that's where it originally started. It's been about 10 years now that Beachwalk has been opening, managing other people's properties. And in that time, if you kind of take a look at our portfolio, it's always been focused on larger, more luxurious properties that maybe accommodate more people. They have amenities such as pools, hot tubs, and a little bit of a higher price point as well.
I had someone ask me the other day, and I did not know the answer. Did Gerald sell the glass house, the beach glass house?
They did.
They did sell that. Okay.
Yep. So when I joined Beachwalk, which has been almost 7 years now, they had the two beach glass cottage, the one on North Beach everyone knows, yep. and then they had the old Maple Street grocery.
Yep. Where he grew up, as a matter of fact, and the grocery store was on the bottom floor.
Yep, and it transferred from, I know at one point in time, it was the grocery store, there was a printing shop, mm-hmm. I think Mary rented videos out of there. Mm-hmm. So it's been a little bit of everything.
Yeah, everybody remembers that locally, you know, that little web corner.
Yep.
And it's also one of the most unique streets in town, which is actually the little two-way divided road. We don't have anywhere right. else within the city limits have that.
I believe that's a short-term rental. Do you guys manage that?
That is correct. Yeah. So they actually sold that property a couple of years ago. I jokingly tell people Terry has that problem of going to other people's homes before herself. So eventually she said, I'm going to sell these properties. And that one sold. We manage it for the new owner. Very frequently we get, I jokingly say, sold with the home. So we'll have a home that maybe we've managed for 10 years for three or four different owners.
Right.
Because it passes hands and we just stay.
Right.
That's good. Because so you know the house.
Exactly. And most of the time, well, I shouldn't say most of the time, but we end up sometimes knowing more about the house than the owners do.
Yeah. In the history of Beachwalk properties, they're actually rather new when you consider some of the ones that have been around here forever, like Caldwell Bankers, that's changed hands a few times. But what was it, about 10 years ago? Has that been about it when Gerald came back and they started Beachwalk?
That is correct. When they started Beachwalk, they came a couple of years before that. When they first came, I don't have the exact year. I know it was probably around 2010. They had Beach Glass Cottage. They had Maple Street. And they were managing those. They had other companies managing them at first. Terry wasn't really happy with how they were managed.
Right. I remember that.
She wasn't really happy with how other people were managing it for a number of reasons. So she started managing her own. And I think it only took her a short amount of time where she said, if I'm doing this, I might as well do it for other people too.
Right. And then is that when she became a realtor, you know, and a broker?
Yep. That is
shortly
correct.
After that. So, yeah, I see great success there with Beachwalk since they have come into town. Great looking realty company in the downtown area.
First class, for sure.
Yeah, when you come in. And you can see why she is doing, you know, the higher end luxury properties, mm-hmm. not only for the short term rentals, but Beachwalk properties also list a lot of high end luxury properties in South Haven.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what those, you know, what those all can be. You know, they bring the big bucks. For the short-term rentals and for the investors that come into South Haven.
Yeah. And with that, we need to take a break. We come back, we'll have more talk with Jordan and Nick about property management on Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich right here on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Mason Dixon here with Tina Goodrich from Let's Talk Real Estate. Tina, what do you want to tell our listeners?
I wanted to share
that
I've been
a realtor for Jakeway Realtors for 19 years.
And that I've been on
the radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
And that I served
the Lakeshore from New Buffalo to Holland, Michigan, including St. Joe and South Haven.
Hey, Mason.
Gotta go.
You can reach me at 269-759-1076 or look me up, listwithtina.net.
Good morning. My name is Redfella. Rob said I could finally come back to the studio after a very tragic incident. I am now the podcast's official narrator. You can hear all of us on the show wherever you like to podcast, and if you would like to hear more about the House of David, which we talk about a lot, check out the House of David podcast in all those same locations.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon, Amanda Jones, Scott T. Let's Talk Real Estate Time with Tina Goodrich and a couple guests here in the studio. Nick Kish from Boardwalk Properties, Beachwalk Properties, sorry about that, and Jordan Alsup from Blue Coast Properties. And Tina, I know you want to talk to, you have some specific questions for Jordan, so there you go.
Yeah, I'm excited again about having Jordan take over, or take the reins, I should say, of the short-term rental program for Blue Coast. And we asked him earlier, you know, he has about 8 homes listed right now with the short-term rental. A little bit, not the luxury end of properties, but more of the middle grade properties that, you know, of course, goes by location. I understand you might be looking for some maybe more, or somebody who might be interested in doing some short-term rentals. How would they get a hold of you, Jordan?
Yeah, we're always looking to add new properties in. You can either stop in the office.
And is that right downtown at Beachwalk? Is that where your office is at?
Yep, right now you can just go through the front. And then probably in a few weeks we'll be having our own storefront, which is in the same building, but you'll use our back entrance.
On Eagle Street. Yeah, Eagle Street is like the front street now for quite a few businesses on Eagle now.
Yeah, it is.
So I see that they have a couple businesses on Eagle Street have the front entry now. So Blue Coast is going to have their own private entry off of Beachwalk. And so it'll be a little bit separate, but if you were looking to either list your property or maybe even possibly get it in the short-term rental, how would somebody go about doing that? They get a hold of you, you come and look at the property and give them some ideas. How do you go about that, Jordan?
Yeah, they can stop in and see us, or they can reach out by calling us or using our email.
Do you go right to the home and, you know, take a view of it, give them some ideas of, like, what they could do to the home to get it ready for a short-term rental, or suggest, you know, what they need to do to get it ready for a rental?
Yeah, we can set up an appointment. We can stop out at the house, make suggestions, look around, have them fill out some information about, you know, if they're what they're going to offer. And then
would you be prepared at that time to give them a number of, like, this is what I think that you can get for a weekly rental at the time you go out there?
Yeah, I think we definitely can give them a range. And then once we dig a little deeper and, you know, figure out what amenities they're going to offer, then we can nail down the price.
Oh, I got a question. So with these 8 properties that you currently have, are there any open weeks? Because there might be some tourists that are here for Easter and they go, we want to come up this summer. Do you have any availabilities?
We do. And the best way to see that would be going to our website, which is bluecoastpropertiesmi.com. And you can see all the houses listed there and put in your dates and see what's available.
Okay. And like, what's the price range for some of those rentals? Nick, do you have an idea?
Yeah. So for the homes under the Blue Coast portfolio, right now there are only 8. I would say the smallest kind of on a price perspective ranges from maybe about $2,500 per week, including the taxes and cleaning fee. One of the more, I guess I'm going to say, premium Blue Coast homes, for lack of a better word, is probably around the $10,000 or $11,000 price point for a week. I'm going to say that probably the average trend, though, as we start to build that program out, they're probably going to be more in the $4,000 to $6,000 range per week.
And is some of those, like, located close to Lake Michigan, or are those properties a little bit in from Lake Michigan?
None of them are directly on the lake. We've got a couple in the South Beach neighborhood, which, as we all know, are very short distance to the beach. And then Jordan actually has one that is in Fenville. So we've it's right across from Fen Valley, so you actually can see the vineyards right outside the window.
I just seen a new home being built out there by the Fen Valley.
It's really pretty out there.
So he's venturing a little bit into that neighborhood as well. Yeah. It's actually right by Hutchins Lake.
Oh, yeah, nice. And nothing ever comes up for sale on Hutchins Lake. If it does, it gets sold right away within the neighborhood. So would your weeklies consist of, if you rented, would you have to rent the full 7 days?
On a couple of his homes, yes, they would have a 7-night minimum. And then there are, I would say, actually about half right now where you can do shorter stays even in July. So maybe you can rent a Thursday through Monday, Friday through Tuesday type of thing.
Oh, that's great. I understood that some of those short-term rentals now are going to like the 4 and 5 nights. instead of the full week.
Yeah. Well, part of that, I think, is a little bit of the competition right now. There's so many homes out there available.
There are so many homes.
And it's tough to turn them over when they're for 7 days and you got a little short window to clean it up and have it ready for the next one coming in.
Yep, which we're pretty much used to. We've always had seven-night minimums like at our Beachwalk Properties portfolio, and we're able to handle it. We've just come to find, even before the competition aspect, that some of the smaller homes where maybe only a couple's looking to go or a couple with one or two children, they don't always have the full week. So mm-hmm. then, you know, right. some of them are only available for the long weekend.
Right, right. So you do have some availability then coming up for, of course, you know, it's a little early for, you know, for the second vacationers coming up for, you know, the short-term rentals. But this is a time where you can come up probably for at a reasonable rate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe do the four-night rental? I don't know. Do you do a three-night rental?
You can. So, I mean, this time of year, like, for example, Easter, May, April, May, you mm-hmm. can actually do as little as two nights at most of the properties. Of course, if they're in associations, things like that, there may be restrictions. But really, the nightly minimum, and it depends on the property again, doesn't require a longer stay till really that second half of June, actually.
Do you have any rentals that are pet friendly?
We have a lot of rentals that are pet friendly.
Oh my gosh, isn't that wonderful? We've really come a long ways going with pet friendly.
You kind of almost have to be these days. So many people wouldn't even leave their home for a minute without their dog or
exactly.
their cat.
Exactly.
You know?
It's yeah. true. My daughter, she won't travel anywhere unless they take her dog.
Yep.
You know, so, but you know, even in the short term rentals, that has been really more of a stickler still in some places. So it's nice mm-hmm. to hear that you are pet friendly. Is there an extra fee for pets?
There is. It's rather minimal. It's $150. But, you know, I would say actually about 40 to 50% of our homes are willing to accommodate pets. Which
that is wonderful.
And I've learned to specify that pets usually are dogs. We've had some requests over the years for guinea pigs, goldfish, cats.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's gotten a little carried away. But
I'm surprised
yes,
they asked permission for a goldfish. Don't you think? You just
right.
bring that in?
Yeah. You would think they would get away with that one, but appreciate the transparency.
Well, yeah, it's nice to be, you know, do you mind if I bring maybe a goldfish or something else? And the something else could be, you know, maybe pet snake,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, now today people got pets of all kinds and we like to travel with our pets. We hear the craziest stories sometimes, you know, about people bringing their birds mm-hmm.
and their emotional support animals.
Emotional
and by
support.
Law, you have to accommodate.
Yeah. Yes.
And that probably has been a little stickler maybe for short-term rentals when you have to have those, you know, those pets with you. So it is nice to be able to know that you can come to South Haven and bring your pet with you. We're a pet-friendly town, for sure. We have one of the most fabulous dog shops, which is Decadent Dogs, that caters to all of the, you know, the dog needs you know, that you need. What we don't have in South Haven yet is a dog wash.
Yes.
That's a good idea. Maybe I'll start one.
And with that, we need to take a break. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
Have you noticed a project that could use a little attention? If so, you deserve the best quality flatwork, masonry, and carpentry in the South Haven area. No project is too big or too small. For almost 30 years, John Isom has been delivering superior quality flatwork, masonry, and carpentry. It's time to let John put all of his years of experience in action for you. So call 269-767-3225 today and get your free quote on flatwork, masonry, and carpentry.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out trussinbirdband.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's trussinbirdband.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
If you love history, and I know you do, You can now see both House of David documentary films, The House of David Life Everlasting, and The House of David's Bearded Boys of Baseball on Amazon Prime. Either go to Amazon and search for these films or go to HODfilm.com and find the links there. These films delve into the amazing history of the House of David and the impact they had on Southwest Michigan and the world. Find these films and more on HODfilm.com.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon, Amanda Jones, Scott T here in the studio. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich, Nick Kish, and Jordan Alsop, our guests in here. And so we've been talking about property management, but do you guys sell houses too or just manage them?
We absolutely do real estate as well under our Beachwalk Properties brand. We do have a couple of agents, myself included, who primarily focus on real estate investors and second homeowners. That's really our specialty for some of the properties here in our area.
Okay.
So how long have you been there at Beachwalk, Nick?
So I joined Beachwalk in spring of 2017, but at the time I did not have my real estate license. So I actually came in really not knowing what I was going to be doing.
You were just kind of in the office
just
working?
Coming in the office. I started doing reservations for the vacation rentals. Then I began managing the vacation rental portfolio, kind of monitoring the rates, managing that aspect of it.
Right.
And then it was the first year of COVID. I want to say it was September of 2020 is when I decided I was finally going to get my real estate license. So
I
I've
think,
been doing that since then.
Melanie Hay was there when you came into that, right?
She was. Okay. Yep. At the time when I got there, I want to say it was Melanie Hay and then Sherry Rayfield were there at the time.
Oh, yeah. Sherry was there, too, wasn't
yep,
she?
She was.
Yeah, so we got Sherry now. She's over at Jakeway.
I know. I love Sherry.
I
and
do,
back
too.
Then in 2020, that's when people were offering triple the price of the house and stuff, and you said, that's a good time to be a realtor.
Well, now's a great time to be a realtor, too, because if you've noticed on the news, it's all about Holtec and Palisades firing back up. And these guys, there's going to be 600 to 1,000 employees out there, and they're going to need homes. Mm-hmm. They're going to need rentals, which is right up Jordan's alley here. Are you going to be doing long-term rentals too?
We don't currently, but it's always an option. We can, you know, pitch to the homeowner if they want to do
I mean,
that.
We don't have, believe it or not, we have no long-term rentals in South Haven that I know of. It's like the last time I looked, it was like one lingering. You know, I just don't get it why some of the builders don't get on board with building some rental properties, these townhouses or duplexes, or, I mean, as fast as they built them, they would be filled.
No, absolutely. Well, hopefully at some point in time soon we'll see some progress with that Overton site, but that's a whole topic
right
on its own.
Yeah, and I do believe that with Holtec coming into the area out at Palisades and firing up the nuclear plant, one of the only ones ever been fired back up in the United States, is going to bring in revenue to South Haven as far as the real estate goes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be, you know, definitely buyer's agents are going to be getting their bell rung for getting these homes for the buyers
coming
to the area.
Get building, because where are these homes?
They're either going to have to go out of the area, you know, because South Haven doesn't have any long-term rentals, or they will be
or really very many homes for sale to begin with.
And the builders, I mean, this is significant for the builders too, building homes for the workers that are coming in who want to invest in this area because there's nothing available, or it's definitely going to drive up the market. And we know that we're going into a seller's market right now, right, Nick? It's a tight market. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot available. And anything good that comes out of the market usually goes under contract right away.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely agree with that.
And we're lingering very strong in the South Haven, the city limits for still at that $500,000 and above. You don't see too much for the $200,000, under $300,000 in the city limits. So that's pushing our buyers out to the South Haven Township, Bangor. You know, I've seen the numbers going up in Bangor area where you could be able to get a home for, you know, that $150,000 mm-hmm. mark. That's no longer in Bangor. It's really a $200,000 game in Bangor.
Covert, kind of the same.
Covert. You can get some raw land still in Covert. I've seen a few of those pop up over in that area. Mm-hmm. And there are some nice areas to Covert. There's some nice country areas that hug along 76, which is on the west side of M140. There's some really nice areas in there.
And the town is picking up, too, and doing a little bit better.
Yeah, they all are. Because South Haven is under fire, you know, with our prices being so strong that the average homeowner, which is, you know, 400 and under, has to now go out of the city limits to try to find something. So, Nick, do you have anything listed right now that we could talk about?
Yeah, I have two listings right now. Unfortunately, none of them are in that price range.
That's all right. What do you got?
So I have a piece of vacant land, actually, on Monroe Street, just three blocks in from South Beach, which is one of those rare little lots that you tend to see.
50 by 100, or what is
it? This one's a little bit deeper. It's 120 deep.
Oh,
but
nice.
So 50 by 120. So we've got that for sale. Hopefully that'll be going soon. You don't see too many of those. And then I have another listing, a little bit, this one's a house, five bed, five bath on North Shore Drive, actually, that's for sale.
Oh, and we know this one. What's the number on this one, the address?
This one is, 270 North Shore.
270 North Shore. I had Bill Wood contact me on this house and tell me that this fabulous beach home, five bedrooms?
It's five beds, five full baths.
It's huge. I actually caught my eye going down North Shore Drive, which is just before Oak Beach. Oak Beach area?
So this one, if you are actually heading north, it is just past Packard Park, so you can see a slight...
Okay, so just before Oak Beach.
Just a little bit of the lake.
Yeah, so, I mean, that area, you've got all of those great entrances, which is the Newcomb Beach, Oak Beach, and the other beach that you just talked about.
Packard.
Yep. Beach. There's like six or seven entries right along there, but getting a five-bedroom on North Shore Drive is, you know, almost impossible to get.
Almost getting anything on North Shore Drive is impossible.
And that one's listed for?
So that one's actually listed at $1.4 million. Actually, as soon as I leave here, I need to make an adjustment. The seller just approved a price improvement.
There we go.
So
see?
That'll be changing here in the next hour.
I like that price improvement.
So now it's more?
New price. No, we call it a new price improvement. I love that, you know, but $1.4 million for a five-bedroom, which we know, and if it goes into the short-term rental, what would that give us an idea, just a guess idea, what would that rent for, Nick, if it went to the short-term rental program?
Yeah, so that one actually is getting introduced into the short-term rental program, actually.
Oh, see?
Based off how the current homeowner has the home set up and how they have it furnished, the amenities they offer, that one is actually probably going to be only around the $6,000 to $7,000 price point. I know some people listening think only $6,000 or $7,000, but it actually sleeps 14 people. So when you kind of divide that cost down amongst three families to be right across from the beach, it's actually, I mean, I don't think people realize some of the chain hotels here even go for $2,500 a week in the summertime.
Yeah. You know, and if you were doing a wedding or if you had a family gathering that you want to do in South Haven, that's pretty reasonable.
All right. And I'm going to cut you off right there because we are so way out of time.
Wow.
Nick and Jordan, I need your contact info if someone wants to get a hold of you guys.
So if they want to get a hold of me at Beachwalk Properties for real estate or property management, they can contact us. They can stop in at 426 Phoenix Street. Or call at 269-767-6125.
Tina, yours?
And, of course, you can always reach me on List with Tina or Let's Talk Real Estate on social media. And my contact is 269-759-1076.
Awesome. Mason Dixon, you got 10 seconds.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Go back and listen to this episode and others at moondogshow.com. Go to moondogpro.net for all your video production needs. Trustinbirdband.com for music. ListWithTina.net for real estate. HODfilm.com for House of David, Life Everlasting, and Bearded Boys of Baseball. Monster Moo Creations on Instagram and Etsy for Amanda Jones art. Commercial sponsors and advertisers include Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Goodies, Wash & Go, Pure Salon and Spa, and our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading. That's DCIR.org. And Senior Services of Van Buren County. Don't forget about me. That's racingmason.com. And on the count of three, we all gonna howl at the moondog. Here we go. One, two, three. Howl at the moondog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show is a subsidiary of Moondog Productions and a part of the Moondog Radio Network. Copyright 2024.